Lyra, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm so sorry now that we're catching it when you're in motion on a train.
Oh, sure, we're always in motion, aren't we?
Wow, philosophical right off the bat. I knew this was going to be a good morning. Joining me now is the defending Irish champion for the number one album in the Irish charts, topping Beyonce to Do It. The first female artist with a debut album to make number one in 15 years. And if that wasn't enough, her face is on a bloody bus and we're all aboard the Juicy Express. She's my queen and yours. It's Lyra. How you doing, Lyra?
Well, I loving that intro. I mean, can I get that voice noted to me,
soundbite,
please?
I'll send it to you.
I love it.
Look, you earned it. It's all you. It's your CV now. You could put that on your CV. And it's so good. We have so much to celebrate, Lyra. But if it's okay, I just want to take a second to jump to the future. We have a lot to talk about presently, but I'm going to take a hot minute. So let's just say in the future, it stays going this direction as it is very much looking to be. And you get a Bohemian Rhapsody and a Rocket Man. And a movie is made about you and your success in the global music career. And you have full casting power over who is in this movie, but you can't play yourself. Who would you get to cast as you?
Maybe Johnny B from The Two Johnnies.
Okay.
No, I'm joking. I would definitely pick Margot Robbie.
Yes, I mean, I knew
just
it.
Just because she's so juicy looking.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, go for it, girl.
Excellent.
Give myself a glow up.
I had a feeling you might. Okay, well then this might influence the next choice, because following the album, of course, you don't need no one to love you because you're your own queen, right? But there is that discovery of it. There's the journey of it, which means there might be a love interest in the movie. Now, I will say, you can now play as yourself in the movie. Who would you cast as your love interest in the movie?
Oh, who would it be? I mean, if I did pick myself, I think the ratings would go absolutely through the roof with me and Margot. But, I mean, yeah. I'll leave that there. Maybe Bradley Cooper.
Nice.
I think it would be him because I'm into the kind of, like, rugged men kind of vibes. I love a rugged, wild beast. Is that too much?
No, not at all. This is perfect. So the red carpet's been rolled out. The lights are all on. The photos. The premiere has happened. And you're now heading off in a limousine with Margot Robbie and Bradley Cooper to a restaurant. What dessert would you have for such an occasion?
I am an ice cream selection kind of gal 24/7. I'm obsessed with ice cream.
Okay.
Anytime I go anywhere, I could be in the bougiest restaurant and I'd be like, do you have any ice cream selections? That's me. I'm an ice cream selection gal.
Wow.
I will never lose it.
Would you say you're easy to please with the selection of ice creams, or are you particular about the selection of ice creams?
As long as there's a strawberry in there, I'm happy.
Okay.
I'm so happy.
That's beautiful.
I mean, I have been to an ice cream parlor that makes like cake flavor ice cream. Like, so you could have like carrot cake, full crumble ice cream. I mean, that is next level. Like, that's okay. Where my bouginess does come out, I'm not going to lie.
Okay. All right. Let's bring it back. Let's talk about the present. There is so much presently going on. I mean, from the 2024 tour where you had loads of dates, even added dates, and of course the album. But the tour is still ongoing, would I be right? It goes into May.
It is, yeah. So I'm going back to the UK tomorrow to prepare for the UK half of the tour. I mean, the Irish tour was next level. Like, I'm not going to say it was 22 days. It was a very long tour. It was only supposed to be half that. We added on an extra half. And you know what? I'm so happy I did, because I got to go to places that I feel like they really appreciated that I visited. It was just lovely to be able to see as many people as I could, because the album was coming out. And I wanted to kind of, before the album, thank them for being on the journey with me and for waiting for this album. And it was a really special moment for me that, you know, I might not get to do again. I hope I do. I don't think I'll ever forget it, to be quite honest with you. I don't think I'll ever forget that Irish tour.
It's so crazy to think in the middle of all this, you're still doing it. As you say, you're on your way back to the UK. It's been go for you since February.
Yeah, I love it though. I hate not being on the go. Kind of gives me a bit of anxiety. I'm like, oh God, what am I going to do? I don't want to go down and babysit my sister's kids. There's three of them, so there's enough to keep you going.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. But yeah. Other than that, I just love being on the road.
If I may, on that question, who is the little one who joined you on the Instagram video?
Oh, my loves. I love them today. So there was Indiana was in the gold dress polishing the boots. And Matilda was in the pink dress giving me the champagne. And they wanted me to play. Like, they were like, yo, y'all come play. And I was like, okay, we're going to play a game. We're going to make a movie. Do you want to be in a movie? And of course, they ran up to their rooms, put up, picked their dresses, and came down. Was like, we're ready for the movie. I was like, brace. They loved it. And then, obviously, I was on the Today Show, and they showed the clip. So when I got home, they were like, we were on the telly. Our movie was on the telly. And oh my God, my heart was melting. Yeah. They went into school the next day and was like, telling everyone that they were on TV, and oh my God, melted my heart.
For sure. Oh my God, that's so magical. I love that that can be just shared with the family, and they're so down for it. They're down to be dragged on top of a cape with your wardrobe and your costume and polish some shoes for the crack. And actually, on that, with this tour, I have been seeing the photos you've been putting up on Instagram. I need to know, who does your wardrobe? Is it you, or do you have like a Hunger Games type stylist that just knows exactly what to do?
It's just me. It's a one-woman show.
You are joking me.
Yeah, I know. It takes ages. Like, some of my friends are like, oh, what are you doing today? And I was like, oh, I just need to get some outfits for tour. And they're like, oh, basically you're just online shopping. And I was like, no, it's a lot harder than that. It's so much fun, though. And I don't think I'd have anyone else do it, because I'm very personal of what I want to wear and what makes me feel great on stage. I do work with a lady called Liza in Phoenix V. It's a shop down in Cork, where like I'll send her ideas and we'll get sketches up and then I'll change them and she'll get them made for me. So on that tour, I was lucky enough, I think I had like 7 custom made outfits, but the rest were from like eBay, Depop, Vintage, and just like altered into like leotards and gloves. And you know, the bank balance isn't Beyonce yet. Well, we get there.
If you decided to retire from music, there's definitely a career in wardrobe and costume design, because it is insane. They're so, so cool to see. And now let's talk about the success, the trophy, the thing that you're washing in that video. It's the number one album position. You talk about, like, there was the post that you put up on Instagram only a week ago where you were saying that creating the album, it finally feels like you're enough to finally start loving yourself and to finally be you, and you put all your fears and your heartbreak, your failures, your strength, everything, your love, it's in this album. And that was before it even hit the shelves. Now it is the success that it is. How are you feeling?
I feel amazing. Like, it's something now that can never ever get taken away from me, that I can say that I've had a number one album, which is, for an artist, I don't know, it just feels great that people have accepted it, because I have put everything into it and it is very much me, and it's very much me telling my story through music, kind of the best way I know how to express myself. Yeah. You know, get that recognition, but also to get messages every day being like, I love the album, it's such a great body of work. And you know, the joys of people saying, oh, there's not one song that I want to skip, which is always like, you're exactly. Oh God, is that going to be a skipper now? So it's lovely to feel that. And you know what is, what was best feeling in a way, is Ireland really got behind me. Like, I felt like I was like representing Ireland in the Olympics. Like, everyone was so behind me. They were like, you can do this, we got you. And like, Mount Dimension, like, let's get Lyra to number one. Like, I don't know, I've never felt so supported in my life. You know, as a solo artist, I do a lot of things on my own. It can be kind of lonely at times. Mm. And that whole week, I never felt alone once. I felt like we were like marching Irish bands ready to soar to the top. And we'd done it. It was just such an amazing feeling.
And it is beautiful. And that's exactly it, where I know I had a conversation with somebody at one point where, you know, you won number one and we were celebrating, and somebody said, well, I mean, you know, it'd want to happen. I mean, she's Irish. It's the Irish album number ones. And it's amazing how, like, that's not always the case sometimes.
You know, you're dead right in saying that, you know, just because I'm Irish doesn't mean that I was going to get Irish number one. Like, you are competing still globally. Yeah. With global superstars, like, it's not just the race of the Irish, it is everyone. And you know, Beyonce's physical album dropped the exact same day, so it was a tough match to play. Like, I don't think I'll take on Taylor Swift this week, I'm not gonna lie. I think I'll just let her have it. I'm like, I have a trophy now, goodbye. Yes. I don't even think you get another one if you get a second week, so I'm fine, have the trophy. I mean, there was another trophy to go for, maybe, but I think it's just one. So it was a great achievement, and you know what, it actually made it great fun being up against Beyonce. Like, at the start of the week, I was like, not a hope am I going to do this, so I'm just going to enjoy it and have fun. And it was a great story, you know, all my Instagrams about like battling Beyonce, and it made the nerves go away because I was having so much fun with the kind of storyline of the whole thing. And then have the cherry on top that we actually done it was just like, okay, this is weird, what do I do now?
And that's exactly it. Like, I have to ask, what happened when you found out?
I bawled and bawled and bawled so much. I feel like an emotional I don't know, surge came over me, and I just could not stop crying. And like, I was happy, I was, I don't know what I was. Mm. And then I actually went to walk, and my legs were like jelly. I felt like I wasn't even in my own body. It was the weirdest feeling in the world. But I presume it's just like that natural high of just being so happy. It was mad. And then I went, to be quite honest with you, people are like, what did you celebrate? Are you still covered in champagne? I was so tired. And if she had a glass of champagne, I had to go for a nap. I was rest.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, it's done now. I'm going for a rest. I hadn't slept all week with the nerves. I was like, fuck, kids out. I need to sleep.
I'd say you slept like an absolute log that night, no doubt.
Well, I was up at 6 o'clock with the kids anyway, but like before that, I was like, oh my God, I was like a corpse in the bed. I was wrecked.
Yeah. Well, Lyra, I don't know. If you didn't have the hearts of the country before this, you definitely will. Now, up for the kids in the morning, no less, after getting number one album. You're too good. Yeah. You're too good for us. The great thing is now, you still have room to celebrate. I mean, you're going to the UK with this behind you and the Irish army that is the support. With these dates going ahead, it's obviously something to look forward to. Is there anything else on the horizon?
Well, I have loads of shows now in Ireland over the summer, which I'm very much looking forward to. I'm going back to Ballykeith Amphitheatre, which is a venue I played last year for the first time, and it was stunning. So we booked in for a day. The tickets sold out in an hour, so we've actually added a second date, which I don't know, are they sold out or on the brink of sold out? So, you know, they're going to be two amazing nights. And then going to the Marquee in Cork, which as a Cork girl is like iconic.
Yeah.
It's so funny because like when I got the email in, I was like, oh, amazing. Who am I going supporting? And they were like, no, no, it's your own show. And I was like, sorry, what? And they were like, yeah. And that's almost sold out, which I didn't even think I touched the side. So I'm going to have a great, great summer. And I'm getting custom made for them.
Yes.
So the outfits are going to be on fire.
Oh, as if they weren't sold out already. They definitely will be now, let alone for the music talent.
Yeah, come and see the outfit.
Yeah, exactly. Lyra, I am absolutely thrilled for you. We've been wearing, I swear, if you had Lyra pajamas, I would have been wearing them for you every night.
Oh my God, I love that.
You should. And, you know, we've been following you here at Midlands 103, all your massive success. And the personality that you bring to the scene is so fresh. And I know we talked about it the last time you were on the air with us, but how originally going into the pop world, you know, they were telling you nearly how to eat, how to look, how to talk, how to not talk. And the fact that you've done this all off your own back with your own personality, it just makes this victory even sweeter. It makes the celebration even bigger. So massive kudos to you. You're such an inspiration for, I think, a lot of other artists who want to follow your path. So on behalf of all of those artists, thank you very much. And we'll see you the next time you claim either a massive trophy or an album or just even for a chat for a strawberry ice cream.
Well, I'm already working on album two, so you better be ready for another number one.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly. We'll bust out the pajamas and jerseys for that.
Exactly. We'll celebrate PJ style.
Lyra, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. Safe journey and enjoy the rest of your UK tour.
Thank you so much. Thank you.